Wow, that was very meaningful to me. I didn't think about it until that song was playing, how God uses others to raise us up. And Mimi was one of those people that raised me up whenever I went to see her. And she was such an encourager and such a positive person. And I'm just so honored and privileged to have a part of remembering her today. She was certainly special. She was so easy to love because I think she was such a loving person herself, and that just made it so. Aren't we all blessed to have known her and spent some time with her? Have you heard these few witnesses that we had time to allow? We could have spent the entire afternoon with folks sharing about her. She was certainly unique, and we're all going to miss her. But we're not here to mourn for her today, because she's won the victory. And last Monday, the Lord came, our precious Lord came to take his faithful servant home. So how did Mimi get to be that special person that we all know and love so much? I was very fortunate a few months ago to get a copy of a story that Denise Welch wrote, but she wrote it by interviewing Mimi. It was entitled My Story by Mimi Sperry. And let me assure you, it was very special. And I'm going to be sharing a portion of that story today. And at times, I will be in first person sharing exactly how Mimi told her story. I was born Mitsu Kawasaki on July 30th, 1929, in Yokohama, Japan. I was the youngest of three children. I had a sister that died young. I had another sister that was 12 years older, and a brother that was 10 years older. Turned out it was her brother that first started calling her Mimi, a name that would stick with her the rest of her life. Mimi shared that she couldn't remember a time in her childhood when Japan wasn't at war. And I looked at the history of this and found out that Japan was at war with China when Mimi was only about 8 years old. And by the time World War II ended, she was 16. Can you imagine what it had been like to spend your entire childhood with war raging around you that just continued to increase? She told me that her siblings talked about food that they used to have before the war. Mimi said, I didn't know what they were talking about. I'd never tasted it. As the bombing intensified through the years, Mimi feared that her school would be bombed because it was located in a part of the city that would probably be a targeted area. She shared that when she was in the seventh grade, a beautiful young teacher who had just graduated from teacher's college came. Mimi's words, she said she came from Tokyo and was a wonderful teacher that everyone loved her. My teacher became very afraid that our school was going to be bombed, so she made plans to go to the country to be a safer place with her family. I wanted something special to remember my beautiful teacher by, so I bought a little notebook and took it to school and asked her to write something in it. She wrote, "There is no fear in love. Everything you do, do it with love." I didn't know what she was talking about, but what she wrote touched my heart. You see, Mimi was not a Christian at this time. She was yet to fully understand about God's love. But fortunately, she was surrounded by love, loving parents and loving friends, and that was a help when there was just fear everywhere around her. When she was in high school, her school was indeed destroyed by a bomb. Mimi shared, "We all went to a shelter, and then smoke started coming into our shelter. We had no idea what was going on. We had to move to a different area because of the smoke. As we came out, we could see an airplane so low that we could see its guns, but they couldn't see us because we were in the trees. Can you imagine that? She went on to say, I usually took the train to and from school, but the train was not running that day, so I had the long walk home. But I was able to walk with some other girls. One of the girls, when she arrived, found her home was gone. When I arrived home, my parents started crying because they thought I'd been killed in the bombing. I can't begin to imagine what that had been like. This is the Mimi we all know and love. This is her early life. I asked her once what she thought when the atomic bombs were dropped. She said, we were all afraid that we were going to die soon. Mimi probably never realized how close that was to becoming true. I recently read some history about this time in Japan. Prior to dropping the first atomic bomb, the Allies dropped thousands of leaflets all over Japan. They did not warn of atomic bomb attacks specifically, but they urged all the citizens to go to the countryside and warn of an imminent in extreme danger. As I read more about this, I found out that the Americans had actually narrowed down the list to 4 cities as possible targets for the first 2 atomic bombs that they had. They needed alternate targets in case one of them, when the day came, might be socked in by weather or something. We know the history of the 2 cities that were bombed, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Among those 2 cities, there were over 140,000 people killed instantly, and thousands more died from radiation. But what most people don't know, and what I didn't know until I did this research, was that there were 2 other cities on the list as potential targets for that bomb. One of those cities I found out was Yokohama. It gives me chills to think about that. But when the war ended, Mimi's father was concerned about her education. She hadn't had a chance to really get a good education in high school with the war going on. So he said he would try to find a college for her. But there were not many available, especially for girls. At this point, we begin to see God still at work in her life, arranging some things that she didn't even recognize yet. Her father found a Baptist college in Yokohama that was staffed by missionaries. It offered women's classes in English literature and home economics. Her dad wanted her to take home economics. Mimi wanted to take English literature. Mimi's that way, wasn't she? She didn't seem to get her way. She wanted to take English literature. She had studied English in high school. Mimi shared about that time. She said, many of my professors were trained in England or in the United States, and most were Christians. The college had a worship service before school started each day, and my parents had to sign a consent form in order for me to attend. She said, I was surprised. They signed the form. Isn't it amazing how God works in so many ways through so many people? I took a Bible seminar and was given a hymn book and a Bible. We've had this wonderful music today that Mimi loves, and she loved music, she loved Christian music, and she loved God's Word. There she had a hymnal and a Bible. One day I was studying in 1 John chapter 4. I came to verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. I was surprised, she said. My eyes got big. I realized this is what my beautiful teacher had been talking about. My beloved teacher must have been a Christian. But she went on to say, God continued working on my heart. And after that, I became a Christian. God continued to help Mimi help her understand more about this perfect love that she found in that verse. This perfect love was, I think, a big part of perfecting the Mimi we all knew and loved. And she would continue to experience and embrace his love for the rest of her life. There would be scary times, but 1 John 4:18 was now in her heart, and she no longer feared. And he was preparing something else for Mimi's life. Mimi wrote that, "When I graduated from college, I ended up getting a job in a naval air station as a secretary, despite the fact that I couldn't type. At work, I met an American named Jack Sperry. My desk was located in a big room, and Jack sat a few rows behind me. He would tease me, and I didn't like it. Sometimes he would walk by me and say, 'Mimi, Mimi,' imitating a frog. But in time, his sparkling blue eyes captured me, and we began dating. He was such a gentleman," she said, and she talked about the walks they enjoyed on the beach. This was a special time, but then that time ended, and Jack was sent to Korea and then back to the United States. She wrote, "When he left, I found stamps in my desk drawer with a note that said, 'Write to me,' and it gave his mother's address. He also said that he would come back to get her. Jack was gone for 5 or 6 months. When he was in the States, his family weren't so sure that he really should marry her, that this was a good idea. They even asked Jack, 'Well, how will you get back to Japan if the Navy doesn't send you there?' Jack said, 'I'll swim if I have to.'" Bringing these two together, God's plan, God's purpose is unfolding. In the meantime, Mimi had friends that were telling her, "He won't come back." They all say that, and then they don't come back. But Jack did come back, bringing an engagement and wedding rings. They had 3 different weddings due to the requirements there. Mimi's father didn't like the idea of her marrying an American and going to America. He did not attend her wedding, so her brother gave her away. She had wonderful memories of the wedding and the details of it, including one thing. She said, "My boss's wife came and gave me a gift, a pan that I still have." I don't know whether you found that pan or whether that's available or not. I thought that was interesting that she had kept that as a memory. "I came to the United States on a transport ship for dependents. I spent 14 days on a ship to San Francisco." Do you think that might have been a case for fear? Really a lot of unknowns there. But you remember the antidote for fear: love. Mimi had her love for Jack. She had Jack's love for her. But more importantly, she was aware of Jesus' perfect love for her. When they landed in San Francisco, she saw Jack there waving to her, waiting for her, just like he said. So let me go back to the question I posed at first. What was it that made Mimi the special person we all know and love? I think you're getting the picture. It was love. She embraced God's love. She personally experienced and she shared it throughout her life. She and Jack were very much involved in serving the Lord. They immediately got involved in their church, Swope Park Baptist Church. They made sure that their 3 children knew about God's love at an early age, so they had opportunity to embrace his love for their lives. Although Mimi was small in stature, which we all know, she was a giant in faith. She stood tall. She shared her faith continually until last Monday, when she got her reward and her precious Lord took her to be with him. When she moved to Carnegie Village, she was somewhat apprehensive about that move, also an opportunity to fear. There were a lot of unknowns and a lot of reasons, but Mamie was not into fearing by now. She was into faith. She had already experienced his provision in so many occasions in her life. So what did Mamie do when she got into her apartment at Carnegie Village? She immediately decided they needed a Bible study, and she went about recruiting someone to lead. Jack Craig shared with me this week that he really appreciated me leading that Bible study for Mamie. And I said, I didn't have any other choice. When Mamie told you to do something, you did it. So I did it. She could be very persuasive. You know what I'm talking about. And she used her strong will for good. A few months ago, Mimi's doctor told her that one of her aneurysms was getting larger. She'd already dealt with that once before. He said, you must have surgery, and we might need to do that soon. She said, no, not going to have it. He said, you know what that means, Mamie? She said, yes, and I'm okay with it. Mamie was not afraid of dying. In fact, in a way, I think she was looking forward to it. You see, Christ's perfect love does remove all fear, especially the fear of dying. When Jesus defeated death 2,000 years ago on Resurrection Sunday, so we have no reason to fear. We find in the 11th chapter of John, verses 25 and 26, Jesus is having a talk with his friend Martha, who had just experienced the death of her brother. He said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Martha acknowledged that she did. Let me ask you, do you believe this? Do you believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? Do you believe that believing in him, you will never really die? Mamie did. I do. And I have a feeling most of you do too. We're going to sing a hymn now, and it's called It Is Well With My Soul. Mamie loved this song, and I love it too. If you know the one that has perfect love for you, he will cast out all fear, and you can sing and say confidently, it is well with my soul. Thank you, Jim and Anne on the piano. Would you stand with me now as we go to the Lord in prayer and conclude the formal celebration of Mimi's life, although the celebration will continue as long as most of us are breathing. What a beautiful person. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful gift that we know, the wonderful person that we know as Mamie Sperry. You know her name. You know our names. You have provided us with a special gift, a gift that you arranged when she came into this world in 1929. And have wonderfully prepared her for this very day and for the victory she achieved last Monday. I pray that you would help all of us to embrace your perfect love, the love that removes all fear. I pray that in the coming hours, months, or years, or whatever, our memories of Mamie will enable us to say, it is truly well with our soul, that it is well that we can rejoice in your love and presence in our life. I pray now that you will just comfort this family, just fill their hearts with the wonderful memories of Mamie, that they may rejoice in knowing that they had special time with her and that she, her impact on their life will relive forever in them. We thank you for your love, Heavenly Father, that perfect love that removes all fear. And it is in your name that I pray, and amen. I want to invite you to go into the dining area now. There are some refreshments prepared in there. You'll have some time to visit with family and some of your other friends here. Sometimes we don't get together too much except at events like this. So take advantage of it.